Folks, what do you think God is trying to accomplish with all of the turmoil that we're experiencing in our country? We do have the coronavirus. It's kind of gone, like I said, it's kind of on the side right now. We have all of the turbulence, all of the distress going on in cities, the looting and the shootings and the violence. And what do you think it is that God is trying to accomplish by allowing these things? Now, I can't say that I know every reason why God is allowing this, but I think one of the reasons that God allows things like this is for people to be humbled before Him. And for our devotion tonight, I'd like you to please turn in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. In the last part of verse 5 of this chapter, we're told that God resisteth the proud, and He giveth grace unto the humble. Now, this is quite a graphic picture that Peter paints for us here, how the Lord deals with two different opposing attitudes. He resists the proud. And that word resist is very picturesque in itself. It means to set in array against another. It's actually a military term referring to one nation setting their armies in array against an enemy nation. It has the idea of drawing out a host for battle. And so if you can imagine this, our pride actually calls out the forces of God against it. Now, who can stand against that? Who can live peaceably with that? And so it's no wonder that Solomon wrote in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 18, he said, pride goeth before destruction. But in contrast to that, God has a very different response to those who are humble, to those who have a lower estimation of themselves, or actually have a more biblical estimation of themselves. How does God respond to them? Well, He giveth grace. And folks, don't you know we need the grace of God each and every day? So the humble are those who are the recipients of God's wisdom, of His peace, of His strength, His guidance, that tender reassurance that God gives to His people. The humble are those that are recipients of that. The humble are also those that receive the power and the glory of God. It's manifested in their lives. Those who, as verse 5 described, as clothed in humility. So Peter states that fact in verse 5. God's going to resist those who are proud. He is going to give generously His grace to those who are humble. And so then we have this command in verse 6, 1 Peter chapter 5. And verse 6, Peter commands, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt you in due time. So what is the third word in verse 6? Therefore. What's it there for? Well, it's actually pointing back to the fact that He made in verse 5, right? This is a fact. God opposes, He resists those that are proud. He gives grace to those that are humble. Because it is God's practice to array Himself against the proud and to bestow grace upon those who clothe themselves in humility, therefore, humble yourselves. That is, quietly submit yourselves to and patiently endure without complaining the circumstances that you may find yourselves in, and recognize that those circumstances are of the Lord. Be willing to take the low place and put off any haughtiness, any arrogance, any self-exaltation. And notice the qualifier here in this verse. Under the mighty hand of God. You know, folks, under the mighty hand of God, we experience many, many things. We experience things that we like under the hand of God. It makes us happy. It makes us joyful. But folks, we also experience things under the mighty hand of God that we don't particularly care for. Sometimes those things make us sad. And we need to understand that God's hand isn't weakened in the least in times of our difficulty, times that we're stressed. There is a purpose in every single thing that we experience under the mighty hand of God. And one of the results, or really the rewards, of humbling ourselves under this hand of direction is seen at the end of verse 6, that he may exalt you in due time. And the promise here, folks, is especially comforting to burdened hearts. Is your heart heavy? First of all, I want to encourage you to quit watching TV if you're really despondent. I mean, if you're really feeling fearful, quit watching television. This is not the first time that our country has ever experienced such turmoil, but it's the first time that we've had all of this social media and all of the technology that we do to really highlight these things in a very, very scary way. So if you're really in turmoil because of it, first of all, I'd encourage you just to stop watching it. But keep in mind also that God is in control of all of these things. And so this ought to be especially comforting to you, that God will exalt you in due time. Humble yourselves in faith to God's leading. Humble yourself in faith to God's direction, to the circumstances that he allows you to be in, regardless of the pressure, regardless of the pain that that particular path may cause you. Because at God's appointed time, he makes this promise. He will exalt you. That is, he will elevate you above that particular circumstance. Now, it may not be physically elevated above the circumstance. It may be emotionally. Certainly, it will be spiritually, a spiritual elevation above that circumstance. But God will not leave you in that state if you humble yourself this way before him. He will raise you up from that state of disturbance. He will raise you up from that state of sorrow, of sadness, of despondency. And he will lift you up to a state of joy, a state of peace that only he, through his Spirit, can give to us. It may be that he does it sooner than later. It may be that he actually does it in this life, but it may not. The circumstances may not leave us in this life, but everything will certainly come to a fulfillment in the life to come. So what is it that we're supposed to do in the meantime? We're going through this difficulty. We understand the truth that God resists the proud and he gives grace to the humble. So we're told, therefore, to humble ourselves. But what else are we supposed to do to be able to endure some of the difficulties that we're experiencing? Well, again, look at verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. Peter writes this. He says, casting all of your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now, that word casting means to throw upon, obviously. Now, the tense really isn't important for this, but to me it is. It's an aorist participle. What does that mean? It's the idea of casting and leaving. It's not a present tense where we're told to keep on casting. And that's generally what we do. The reason we have to keep casting our cares upon him is because immediately when we cast, we take it back. But this participle is encouraging us to cast and to leave it there. To cast and to leave it at the throne of grace. This is an action that we mentally perform, right? We need to take the care that is associated with our circumstances, the difficulties, those cares that cause us anxiety, and we are to cast them upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And what that means is that we are to commit our whole cause to him. And folks, I think that God loves it when we're honest. To go before him and say, God, I'm weak. That's humble. God, I can't do this. That's humility. God, I need your grace. Well, God says, the more you humble yourself, the more grace that I'll give you. You know, David wrote in Psalm 55 in verse 22, he said, cast thy burden upon the Lord and he shall sustain thee. Have you ever felt like you're ready to collapse? You're ready to fail. Well, God says that he will sustain you. That verse says that he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved from a position of righteousness. As long as we humble ourselves before him, we cast our cares upon him, he will help us to stand. Are you having trouble standing? God has provided a means for you to be able to stand. If we are suffering through heavy trials, if we lose friends, if we lose our health, if we lose our finances, if we have particularly difficult duties that we're to perform, if we just feel like we have no more strength, if we feel that we're about to fall under the pressure, God says, okay, take all of that, gather it all before me in prayer, and cast it upon me. This is looking to him for grace and strength, and he will give it, folks. And we will know that he will enable us to sustain all that is laid upon us. We understand the scripture says that God is not going to give us anything we can't handle. And he's not talking about us being able to handle things in our own strength. But God is not going to allow anything to happen in our life that he himself will not give us the strength to overcome. You can count on it. We need to go into these circumstances realizing we can't get through this apart from God. No matter what you think your resources are, you've got to depend upon the Lord. You've got to cast these things upon God. You've got to beg him and ask him to give you the wherewithal to do that. Lord, give me the mindset to be able to recognize what I truly am, how truly limited I am, how restricted I am in and of myself. And God, help me just totally to depend on you, to cast my care on you, knowing that you will relieve us. And the relief, listen, the relief will be as real. It will be as comforting as if you could see the Lord literally reach down and take that burden off of your soul and bear it upon himself. Listen, God will enable us to bear what we thought we couldn't bear. How many times have you cried out either unto the Lord or even complaining in your spirit saying, I can't do this. I just can't do this anymore. And you're at a good point there because God brought you there. He wants you to realize, no, you can't do this. But what's the next step? Humble yourself. Acknowledge these truths to the Lord. Lord, I can't do it. And then cast your care on him. And then he will exalt you in due time. You've got to cast them upon you. Don't allow the devil to keep you in that state of despondency. You're right where you need to be. But the next step needs to be to cast those things upon the Lord, not dwelling upon them, growing deeper and deeper into the pit of despair. You've got to turn to the Lord. He'll relieve you of those things. Paul says a very similar thing in Philippians chapter 4. Remember, in verse 6, he says, be careful for what? Be careful for nothing, no thing, but in everything. In all those circumstances you're in right now, the situations that are bringing about the possibility of anxiety, he says, don't be anxious. But in everything, in those things, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, what's God want you to do? He wants you to let your requests be known. He wants you to let your request be made known to him. He wants you to go to him and say, God, these are the burdens of my heart. These are the things that are bringing great distress upon my soul. My flesh wants to be anxious about these things, but your word tells me to be anxious for nothing. God, I need your grace. I need your grace. And as you humble yourself before him, as you cast those things upon him, in Philippians 4:7, we have the wonderful promise that says, and the peace of God will what? The peace of God which passes all understanding will keep. That is, it will guard your heart and it will guard your mind through Christ Jesus. Now, folks, why does God want us to do this? Why does he want us to cast all of our cares upon him? Well, it's simple. Look at the end of verse 7. He wants us to cast all those cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. And when you look at the construction of that phrase, what Peter is telling us is that we are to cast all our cares upon him because our cares are a care to him. God cares about your cares. We think that we're so insignificant, and we should. But to God, he's like a father to a child. He looks upon us as we parents look upon our own children with great love and affection. Listen, the God who knows when every sparrow falls, the God who knows the number of the hairs that are upon your head, he is mindful of each and every one of your cares. And listen, they are a care to him. He wants you to bring them to him. He wants to take them from you. He wants to give you that peace that passes all understanding. Isaiah, who was prophesying God's word in Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 15, he was talking about how unlikely it would be for a mother to forget her child. But he says this, though, referring to God. God says, I will not forget thee. Have you ever forgotten your children? Do you know that even good parents accidentally do that? You know, over the years, we have had families in our church, large families, some families with many, many children. And oftentimes, I say oftentimes, but many times over the last 20 years or so, there have been times where it'd be the end of an evening service. Everybody is mulling about, fellowshipping, having a great time. And after a while, a little child comes up and says, I can't find my mom or dad. And sure enough, mom and dad and the rest of the clan have headed out and weren't even aware that this child wasn't with them. And it's kind of humorous, and the child is always fine, of course. But even the best of parents can forget those things. But God's point is this. He says, I'll never forget you. God will never forget you, folks. When you're going through what you're going through, don't ever think, oh, God's not even thinking about me now. He is. And he wants you to cast that care upon him because he wants you to know that's a care for me. And I'm going to give you that peace if you ask for it. God promises he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He has promised to supply all of your needs, not just your physical needs, your spiritual needs. He will supply your emotional needs. He will supply what you need to be able to live in a way that's honoring to him. He loves you. He cares for you. So maybe tonight you need to cast your care upon him. Let me remind you that we need to come before him clothed in humility. So don't forget to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And then, as you go before him, cast your care upon him and trust him that he will exalt you in due time. Because after all, he careth for you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we do praise thee for the wonderful truths that Peter expounds for us in this book. We praise thee, Father, for the loving kindness and the affection that thou dost show toward thy children. And that, Father, when we are burdened with such care, that thou hast made provision for us to enjoy the peace of God, how thou doth give us grace when we humble ourselves before thee. I pray, Father, that thou wouldst work in us tonight. May everything we say, may everything we do honor thee. Lord, encourage thy people in these times of difficulty. Help them to lift up their eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh their help. And may they be able to say like the psalmist, my help cometh from the Lord. Oh God, we pray for a special manifestation of grace in the lives of the people at Cornerstone. Thou dost see our needs, Lord. We ask for thy grace. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.